A new symbolic memorial for service personnel has been unveiled on the south coast. The Avenue of Honour, officially opened by the Victor Harbour Golf Club, Victor Harbour RSL and Council yesterday. Local RSL President Kent Johncock joins me now to discuss this and what's planned tomorrow for Remembrance Day. Welcome, Kent.
Yeah, good morning and thank you.
Good that the opening was yesterday, not during the wild stormy weather today. How was it?
Yeah, it was quite warm. A breeze did come up, so it was a bit of a blessing, even though it blew some paperwork away for the Rear Admiral that was opening the cairn. So, but yeah, it was excellent. There was probably 100 to 120 people there. It was a gorgeous view from the top of the hill where the golf course starts, the entrance there. There's the views of the bluff right through to sort of Gool away. It's that high up. But it went really, really well.
Oh, fantastic. And tell us more about what the project's about. Two dozen or so symbolic trees have been planted.
Yeah, the trees are all looking good. One of our surviving World War II veterans planted the last tree. That was a special moment for us as well. They're all native flowering gums, and we've basically got the permission of the local residents as well. The homes are just off the street that the memory's on, so everybody was on board, and excellent, yeah.
Really right. Good. And was this the brainchild of Bob Higgins?
Yeah, it started off with Bob Higgins contacted me about February or March this year, and told me he had a great idea about a tree-lined avenue for the Victor Harbour Avenue of Honour. And first up, I thought this is a great idea and certainly worthy of our full support.
Yeah.
I think I said a no-brainer. So it went from there, and basically had to get all the approvals through council and state government. So it's quite a bit of work involved. And the last thing was the cairn itself with the plaque on it. And
yes.
There was another gentleman, Ray, that helped us out. Yeah, it was commissioned pretty much on time, which was quite an achievement by the RSL, the local community and the council. A collaboration of all, and to get it done, and it went well.
And the trees are quite little right now, but they'll look pretty spectacular into the future. And there's something really special about using trees as symbolism to remember those who have fallen.
Absolutely. If you look back to 1918 and 19 and along the beachfront of Victor Harbour, there's some huge gum trees that were planted in memory of each local soldier that was killed in action. They are still there. There are name tags for them all. They've been taken off and cleaned up, and they'll go back at some point. But yeah, you're right. With the trees as they grow, the place will just look spectacular. And I said the views, I call it the place of reflection, so you can actually be up there and just have those gorgeous views, the local trees as well. Part of the area is Indigenous heritage as well, so it's fitting yesterday that we invited one of the local Narangeri ladies to do the Welcome to Country, and we commissioned a special wreath in memory of all our Indigenous brothers and sisters that also fought and died or came back injured. So it was a special moment. We both Jade McHugh is the lady's name and myself had a bit of a tear in her eye when we presented the wreath to her.
Oh, beautiful. With us at the moment is Victor Harbour RSL President Kent Johncock. We're talking about a new symbolic memorial for South Coast personnel, the Avenue of Honour, which was officially opened yesterday. Now, that space is used as a reminder for people. They can go there to reflect. But you have your services for tomorrow for Remembrance Day and future Anzac Days as well at another space, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And just to finish off with the Avenue, It's this Avenue of Honour and the cairn and the plaque isn't related to any particular war or campaign. It's a little bit different. It's in memory of all servicemen and women, all wars, in peacetime and in the peacekeeping conflict. So it's basically in honour of all those that have served in uniform for our nation.
Mm.
So that was, it's pretty broad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Remembrance Day. I think we're doing okay with the weather. Last year we had to sort of cancel it within 30 minutes and move to the RSL and conduct it in the club with the Victor Harbour City Band. So you can imagine 26 brass players in the club and bagpipes and a bugle. It's quite spectacular.
Oh, wow. Well, it's looking like a mostly sunny day tomorrow, so hopefully.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. So it's at the Soldiers Memorial Gardens, the Cross of Sacrifice there. It's on the beachfront, and it's just a very moving, powerful location to have a dawn service or Remembrance Day. So 10:40 we start the service, so we'd like everybody there beforehand. Again, we'll have the band, and we'll have the piper and the bugler. 10:40 start. Once the service is completed, we'll invite everybody back to our club rooms and just have a light lunch and refreshments and good conversation.
Beautiful. And I hear that there's a very special gift being given to a couple of people and even a pooch.
Yeah, yes. It's called the Quilt of Valour. There are a group of ladies, probably all around Australia now. It did start off in Victoria. And when they present it to our veterans, it's a tear in every stitch. So it's quite powerful, the quilts. There's two World War II veterans that we have, and that's Lawrence John Jennings, and we have Alfred John Sanford, that were surprised with the quilt when we presented it to him. And Lawrence has always had his dog with him, and I see him walking past my house every day at 97 years of age, about 6 in the morning with a dog. And the dog's name is Bailey Potts. So not only did the World War II veterans receive their Quilt of Valour, but young Bailey Potts, the dog, also got one. So it was quite a good moment. A lot of tears, actually. It was a very surprise for them. And some are quite frail, the other guy. And it was, very emotional.
Oh, that's really special. That's lovely. Yeah, it's something really lovely about the community getting together with places like the RSL to support everyone as well.
Yeah, there was quite a good turn up back at the club, with all the dignitaries that were invited also came back. And so it was quite a good afternoon. Very special.
I hear as well, Kent, that you've been working on an unmarked grave project. Tell us about this.
That's another really powerful one that we fully support. The Headstone Project is progressively going around Australia in all the cemeteries to see if there are any unmarked graves and are any of the unmarked graves veterans. They located one in Victor Harbour, Ernest Webb was his name, and he'd been laying there for 60-plus years without a headstone. Number of reasons why. They do investigate the lot and try to track down family and next of kin. But so we had a ceremony a few weeks ago where we put a new headstone there for him with his name, rank, which company he served with. And it was a full service with the last post and the bugles and so on. And the Headstone Project people presented me with his medals, and the medals will be forwarded to the next of kin that they've found. So it was just one of those moments where you feel really at peace seeing a headstone there and at rest, I hope. So, yeah, it was really, really another moving ceremony.
Oh, great. Is that an ongoing project with more work to be done?
It is. It's all around Australia. It's a very important one, as far as we're concerned. The RSL mission is to honour and to support all the veterans that are still surviving and their families as well. So this one was an honour for us to be part of.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, Kent Johncock.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and much appreciated for the interest taken, because the RSL is a really worthwhile organisation that not only helps veterans, but we do a lot of fundraising for the disabled and writing for the disabled, cancer groups and so on. So, we're here for the community as well as our veterans.